Americans for the Arts.
And support for WMNF for WMNF News comes from our members and UF Online, providing education to qualified students regardless of their location. Online students earn the same degree as their on-campus counterparts. UF believes it's time to expand more from an online, it's time to expect more from an online education. UF Online students don't just log in, they connect. And this time of year, it is out with the old and in with the new. If you are clearing your garage, WMNF accepts vehicle donations and will gladly worry about the sale and the paperwork so you don't have to. We will pick up those not-so-cool Hot Wheels at a time convenient for you. Call 888-966-3885 or visit WMNF.org, and thanks. And support for WMNF comes from our members and the 199th annual Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival, January 10th through the 20th, featuring seminars, speakers such as Good Morning America's Lindsay Davis, and music from Midnight Star and others. This family-friendly festival celebrates contributions African Americans and the African diaspora make in our society. The music is at Curtis Hickson Park. For details on events, activities, other venues, go to TampaBayBlackHeritage.org. I'm not sure this is actually the 199th annual Tampa Bay Black Heritage Festival, but you can find that out by going to TampaBlackHeritage.org. Good afternoon. You are listening to WMNF 88.5 FM. This is community radio from West Central Florida. Welcome to Executive Session, your forum for discussion of the executive branch of your United States government. My name's John Gilmore, and I host these sessions each weekday, Monday through Thursday at this time. In this conversation, all viewpoints are welcome. We require civility as we are convinced that radio can still be the back fence of the nation, a place for reasonable people to hash out the issues of the day and walk away enriched even if they still don't agree. You can join the conversation at 813-239-9663. Ms. Jan Simpson will answer your call. Get your first name, where you're calling from, maybe a word or two about your subject, and get you ready to step in here and have your say. You can reach the studio by email at dj@wmnf.org and by text at 813-433-0885. Be sure to find Executive Session on Facebook and like and follow the page so you can see the links to the material we're discussing on any given day and join the discussion there. So you're going to open the session today. The late night jesters, the late night court jesters are back after their extended Christmas and New Year's vacation, and we're going to open the session today with some clips from a closer look from last night.
Our political system feels like it's at a breaking point. It was always fragile, but then Donald Trump came along and wrecked it. There is no more basic test of a political leader than this. Can you keep the government running? And Trump is now again failing that test for the third time in his presidency. In real life, you don't get rehired after that. He's like a stoner working at a pizza place. Hey, Kevin, how was business today? Oh, yeah, it was really slow, man. Did you unlock the front door? Oh, man. And the government shutdown that is now in its third week isn't just a political fight over a useless border wall that Trump repeatedly said Mexico would pay for. It's having real-world consequences for millions of people, from federal workers going without pay to anyone who flies on an airplane.
15 federal agencies are affected by the shutdown. 420,000 federal employees are working without pay, and 380,000 employees are now on unpaid leave.
Federal tax refunds will be delayed. Food stamps for 38 million Americans will be cut. Millions of people will lose rental assistance payments, and union leaders say hundreds of TSA workers are already off the job.
Already, hundreds of TSA employees have missed work at major airports across the country. It's fueling concerns of possible security risks and travel disruptions.
Can you imagine what a nightmare that'll be? It's a major disruption when one TSA agent has to go get more plastic bins. Think about that. He found a way to make air travel worse than it already was. By the end of his term, the only airline will be Spirit, the only in-flight movie will be Dirty Grandpa, and every seat will be a middle seat. We're in a self-inflicted crisis over a government shutdown because the president is incompetent and unhinged. He's virtually incapable of uttering a truthful or coherent thought about almost anything. Just take one of the most basic responsibilities of his job, national security. Here's Trump from last week describing a meeting with generals at the Pentagon who tried to brief him on danger spots around the world.
When I became president, I had a meeting at the Pentagon with lots of generals. They were like from a movie. Better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger. And I had more generals than I've ever seen. And we were at the bottom of this incredible room. I said, this is the greatest room I've ever seen. I saw more computer boards than I think that they make today.
Why does he always sound like a coworker telling you about a dream he had?
There were generals, and we were in this room with computer boards, right? And you were there, but you weren't you, you know? You had your head, but my body.
And that was nothing compared to the stream of incoherent nonsense Trump reeled off in a press conference at the White House on Friday after a meeting with congressional leaders on the shutdown. The press conference got crazier as it went on, including a point at which Trump tried incoherently to explain how migrants crossed the southern border.
They come in through these vast open areas. They get off the road, and they drive out into the desert, and they come on, they make a left turn. Usually it's a left, not a right. These coyotes and these human traffickers, they make a right turn before they get to the port of entry. They go as far as the wall is or as far as the barricade is, and then they make a left. Welcome to the United States.
The coyotes drive across the border, they make a right, then a left, they go as far as the wall, and then it's welcome to the United States. That idea is so insane and incoherent, there's a good chance he got it from watching cartoons.
These coyotes, they're strapping themselves to rockets and shooting themselves over the border, so we have to build a wall.
Trump started out the press conference by inviting congressional leaders to speak, and just to give you an idea of how fried his brain is, watch how he thanks House Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy after his comments. Once again, this is Kevin McCarthy speaking.
We will stay in the room and get this job done. And there was progress today. I look forward to solving it.
Thank you, Steve.
I mean, now, in fairness to Trump, if you forget an old white guy's name, you have a decent chance if you just throw out a Steve. But maybe the wildest thing Trump said on Friday was when he threatened to start building the wall unilaterally by declaring a national emergency.
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on
I
Mexico,
have.
You have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the
no,
wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly.
There's no national security crisis at the border. Trump and his aides keep repeating the debunked lie. The terrorists are sneaking in from Mexico. Sarah Huckabee Sanders tried it on Fox News and got fact-checked by Chris Wallace.
We know that roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally. And we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border.
I know this statistic. I didn't know if you were going to use it, but I studied up on this. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports.
Not always, but certainly a large number.
The State Department says there hasn't been any terrorists that they found coming across the southern border.
It's by air, it's by land, and it's by sea. It's all of the above.
No, it's not. It's only by air. As soon as they fact-check her, she turns into Paul Revere. It's one if by land, two if by sea, and 4,000 by air.
So the president will speak at 9 tonight. Oh, first, here's a little point of information, okay? As a guy who worked out on the checkpoints for a good number of years, I can tell you that I never saw a TSA agent. Not once. They are officers. That's the word that, and they didn't make that up themselves. Okay. Congress designated them officers. They are officers. They are not agents. So whenever you hear people using the word agents, they are ignorant of simple fact. Back to the president, who will speak tonight at 9 on the shutdown and his wall project. So the question is, will he or won't he? He has said at least twice in the last few days that if he wants to, he can declare a national emergency at the Mexican border. So will he go on national television tonight at 9 o'clock and declare a national emergency to try and use military funding where Congress refuses to provide any? What do you think he's going to say? 813-239-9663. Now, he could say, this whole episode stems from a misunderstanding. We're opening the government as we work it out. He could say that. He could say, there's a national emergency at the southern border, and I'll be diverting military revenue and manpower to immediately begin construction on the wall. Now, there are probably numerous other things somewhere in between those positions that he could say. But those are the two that are kind of the farthest out on the limbs of the dilemma. So, what do you think he's going to say? You can call in with your ideas at 813-239-9663. Ms. Jan Simpson will answer your call and get you ready to step in here and have your say. You can dial 239-9663. You can reach the studio by email at dj@wmnf.org and by text at 813-433-0885. What do you say? What do you think the president's going to say this? We are engaged in idle speculation this afternoon, openly engaged in idle speculation. What do you think the president of the United States is going to say tonight at 9 o'clock this evening? Let's talk.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men or women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. was sound and great.
And we are on the air with you this afternoon in executive session here on WMNF 88.5 FM and talking about what the president might be about to say at 9 o'clock tonight as he speaks to the nation. Will you be watching? When you think about what the conversation has been about for the last several days, do you think this president will step to the mic this afternoon and declare a national emergency so that he can divert military funds and manpower to the construction of a wall? Here from 813, it says, thinks that a drinking game during Trump's speech would be cool. Take a shot each time he says, beautiful wall, or believe me, have ambulances standing by. Mike in Tampa, good afternoon. You're in executive session and you have the floor. Are you there?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
You are. By golly, if you push the button, this guy shows right up. How about that? How you doing, Mike?
Fine. I just want to mention that Danny said in the last hour that I finally admitted I like Trump. Fully, I don't. I didn't vote for him. I voted for Jill Stein. If I had liked him, I would have voted for him. And I called him a fascist numerous times on the air. But I do prefer him to the Clintons, who I also think are fascists.
Okay, so there's a little cleanup. There's a little cleanup from Mark and Midpoint Show, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Sure enough, 813-239-9663, and we are once again, I admit, engaged in idle speculation this afternoon as to just exactly what the president might be about to say this afternoon. Richard in St. Pete, good afternoon. You're in executive session, and you have the floor.
Yes, as far as watching television tonight and watching reality shows, I think I'd rather watch The Curse of Oak Island as opposed to The Curse of Donald Trump.
You think? I'll tell you what, there are I see a lot of folks across social media who are going, who are saying things like, just turn it off, don't go there. Now, I appreciate, and the dilemma is, as far as I'm concerned, it's hard to ignore the things that the President of the United States says. You know what I mean?
It is very difficult. And what I would like to see is that opposing viewpoints, not just from Democrats, but from independent politicians, a few that are in Congress, so on and so forth, that they get equal time. And as my father used to say, it's easier to argue with facts against an idiot.
Yeah, I believe that the Democrats are going to come on, and I don't know exactly who. I heard both Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's names invoked, but I don't think that they are going to do a joint appearance on in rebuttal to the president's remarks. I don't know. but there is, I understand, scheduled a rebuttal after the president's remarks.
Well, I think the rebuttal might be more palatable for some of the opposing team if instead of coming, because they're going to blow away Pelosi no matter what she says, whether it's the truth or not, which I don't expect her not to be telling the truth. But in the meantime, if they had somebody who was a bit more of a moderate or somebody who's only, you know, their face is maybe about 4 to 6 years old out there, and by 4 to 6 years old, I mean by their tenure in Congress, not the way they actually look. Because otherwise,
let's get a third grader up there.
Right, right. Because with Nancy, if you want to go with dog, well, let's not go there about him.
Well, how about Mr. Square Jawed Swalwell? Have you seen he has been on every panel that would let him sit down here for the last 6 or 8 months, I wondered, he's Mr. Straight Talk.
That may be, and to be honest, it'd be interesting to see a retired, somebody who spent 3 decades working for Border Patrol, their reactions, and that, as well as people who have actually been there and have done the work, instead of have to go ahead and have a microphone as part of a colostomy to find out if you can hear their voice.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mr. Trump had, I think it was 3 folks from the Border Patrol Union on with, and they made some statements from the podium, I think it was last week, that, you know, endorsements for the wall. Now, I don't know necessarily that the financial interests of the union coincide with the day-to-day interests of the agents. I'm not sure. And I don't know exactly how close the representation is. But anyway, that was...
Excellent question.
Yeah, they're... but they were on, and they were all pretty much emphatic about the need for the wall and all this kind of stuff. So there's that. So there has already been some Border Patrol representation in the conversation.
Okay, and also the other thing that his esteemed spokesperson, which she forgot to mention when she did Land, Sea, and Air, she forgot the tunnels of how many hundreds have been discovered between San Diego and Texas in the past 10 years.
Yeah, I whenever I think about the wall, I consider, and I keep telling people, you know, to remember that the guys that broke El Chapo out of prison tunneled for nearly 3/4 of a mile with enough accuracy to come up in the floor of a shower stall.
Yes.
So I'm not altogether, and this was, they tunneled now, this is a you know, pretty gutsy move when you tunnel into a maximum security prison.
And know you can get away with it.
Yeah. So I have to say that given that ability, you know, and of course we don't have any idea what their technical capacity for. They might be the kind of engineers that actually put tunnels under the rivers. I don't know. But they still did that. And it still points to one of the weaknesses about having a wall.
But wasn't that the same tunnel where they laid down the single rail track for the motorcycle to run on?
I'm not sure, but I think you're right. I think they actually put a track in there for him to wheel his shopping cart out or whatever it was that he had. All right, Richard, listen, thanks for calling us up this afternoon. Thanks for being here in the session. We'll talk again.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663. As we openly engage in idle speculation this afternoon about what the president will say tonight when he goes on national television to make his case for the border wall. Somewhere between this whole thing stems from a misunderstanding, we're opening the government as we work it out, to there's a national emergency at the southern border, I'll be diverting military revenue and manpower to immediately begin construction on the wall. What do you think? Where do you think he's going to land in this particular conversation? We're going to go and talk to Bob in Tampa. Bob, good afternoon. You're in executive session and you have the floor.
Hey, John. The only thing that will be truthful tonight about what Trump says is when he says that Mexico is south of the U.S. Everything else will be...
Oh, I thought you were going to say when the station identifies itself.
No, the only thing that he will get correct tonight is that Mexico is south of the U.S. Everything else, we're at 6,400 now since his presidency started, and we could probably get another 50 to 70 tonight, but... He can't tell the truth. It's not in his modi operandi or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I expect that his remarks tonight will be almost exclusively on a prompter, and this is going to be pretty much a kind of a rehearsed off the page type of thing. So I don't know, but what I have seen is that the talking points that are coming out of the White House are inaccurate. And the interesting thing about it is that when they say, you know, we caught 17,000 people trying, we caught 538 people faking families. So it was like, good. What you just said is you don't need a wall.
Well, Chris, and people have already mentioned it, but Chris Wallace called Sarah Sanders on Sunday morning that I was waiting for this 4,000 people that were coming across the border, and basically they were at airports.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole thing is these folks are going to make money on it. Trump's going to make 10% on 20, you know, if it's $24 million for one mile of wall. He's making money on it somehow. He doesn't do anything for free.
I'll tell you, this 4,000 people, These are not terrorists, quote unquote. These are folks who appear on a watch list. And in order to appear on a watch list, basically all you have to do is be flying in from a country where there are terrorists active. So in the airport, some 3,700 to 4,000 people have been tagged because they're on a watch list, not because they're known terrorists. These are not people who are charged with terrorism. They're people who are on a watch list.
Well, NBC, BBC, and CBS, headquarters, and ask them not to put them on the network.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's hard for a national network to ignore the president when he comes on? I mean, I think this is as actual as I heard.
Well,
go ahead.
All they put on is fake news, so they shouldn't put it on, correct?
Yeah, and I hear a lot of people who are mounting that argument that basically, as a matter of fact, either Stephen Colbert or Seth Meyers said last night that basically what they're doing is broadcasting untruths unfiltered.
100% true.
Yeah. So we shall see. I'm reasonably sure that the Democratic rebuttal will be in large measure a fact check on the remarks that are going to come out of the White House.
Well, that's fake news also. You know that.
Fake means I don't like it, as far as I can tell.
Those pesky facts, John.
They ruin
a good cause.
Damn you and your facts.
All right, buddy.
All right, Bob, listen, thanks a lot for calling. We'll talk again.
Bye.
Sure enough. All right, 813-239-9663 gets you into this conversation. We're going to step out for just a few quick words, a little information, and we'll be right on back. WMNF has a big concert coming February 1st with two of our favorite bands, Drive By Truckers and Lucinda Williams. The concert at Janice Live is already selling fast. You can get tickets and information at WMNF.org events. And support for WMNF comes from our members and Alert Today Florida, reminding motorists, bicycles, and pedestrians that safety information is online at alerttodayflorida.com. And they say the happiest day of your life is when you buy a boat, and the next happiest day of your life is when you get rid of it. So instead of the hassle of selling it, donate your boat to WMNF. Call 888-966-3885 or go to WMNF.org and watch that boat sail away. And now we go back to our idle speculation. We are in idle speculation mode this afternoon as we consider what you think the president might be about to say from the White House this evening as he goes on national television for the first time to make such a statement. Will he say that will he declare a national emergency and announce that he is diverting military revenue and manpower resources to the southern border in order to construct the wall? 813-239-9663. Good afternoon, Elizabeth. You're in executive session, and you knew it.
Well, good afternoon, John. You are quite right. These few and kind of in-between facts that you keep hearing, they get lost in what Mr. Tweet says most of the time, don't they?
Well, it's hard to separate out. It comes at you in such volume.
Oh, that's it. You really have to take time and either record it and go back and play it and pick out. Oh well. Anyway.
So what do you think, Elizabeth? You've been watching these things for a while and you've been seeing this. Do you think that this guy actually will go on television tonight and declare a national emergency?
That wouldn't surprise me.
No?
But I wouldn't place a bet. I wouldn't venture to say what I think he might do. Let me give you what I was thinking about earlier here.
Okay.
The Constitution gives Congress the right, the ability, to remove a president or a vice president from office.
Mm-hmm.
For reasons, well, they can impeach him.
Yes.
Anyway, not remove
right.
him from, but they can impeach him for reasons of treason, bribery, other high crimes, and misdemeanors. I don't quite know what they are, but I better look that up, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's a. I think that the. I think that the founders didn't want to be too specific about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think they wanted to leave their Congress with some discretion in these matters.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like I say, I'm reading it. My eyesight's poor. It takes me a while to read anything. I recall having read it a time or two before that there is something in there that talks about the actions, the ability. Currently, my opinion of Mr. Tweet's actions, I don't think they quite rise to the level of treason.
Mm.
But I also think his actions do not give much credence to his ability to govern.
Mm.
So I don't know. There's a conundrum here.
Yeah.
Will anybody stand up and say, you're an idiot?
Well, as far as I know, in the Constitution, incompetence in office is not grounds for impeachment.
That's what I'm afraid.
Now, we have amended the Constitution such that if the vice president triggers a process and enough of the cabinet agrees, the president can be kind of deposed, separate out, gone. The vice president takes over. Well, I don't. You know, that's a tough one because Mike Pence has, I believe, told people that he thinks God wants him to be president.
Well, okay.
Maybe. So, and I noticed the other night that Mr. Pence has always had this "I'm gazing upon the Messiah for the first time" look on his face whenever he stands with the president.
Yeah.
And the other day when he was standing there, he was not looking that way.
Oh.
He was looking a little.
Maybe he thinks his time has come.
I don't know, and that's what I was joking around with Craig the other day, and I said, you know, maybe is this Brutus keeping Caesar within arm's reach?
Quicker that way. You wouldn't have to chase him down.
You know, I don't know. It's just the situation is fraught with so many levels, so many levels of possibility. It is down. It's either Shakespearean or Dickensian. I don't know which. Something like that. I don't know.
Son, I guess all we poor citizens can do is wait and see.
Well, we'll watch. And if he declares a state of a national emergency tonight, we may be on the air tomorrow talking about what you want to do with that.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen.
We'll see.
Good to talk with you, as always. We'll talk again.
Thank you, John.
Sure enough. 813-239-9663. And by the way, if you've been listening and you notice that you have some thoughts, you have some opinions, you have some views, and those views have not been represented in the conversation, and you haven't called before to make those known, by all means, pick up your device and tap 813-239-9663 and come on in here and let's hear from you. Let Jan know that you're a first-time caller. We'll get you on the air pretty quick. Right now, we're going to go and talk to Tim in Sebring. Good afternoon, Tim. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
So far, not bad.
All right. I got some new news for you, and I speculate
okay.
that he will declare a national emergency.
Okay.
And that there'll be nobody there to help him. So everybody's going to have to run to the border, and it'll be sponsored by Taco Bell.
Okay.
So, I'm not racist. It's just trying to break the ice. It's trying to be funny.
Yeah. So you actually are of the considered opinion that he may go on television tonight and declare a national emergency in order to get this thing moving.
Yeah, he's going to try to put it all into court.
Yeah. Well, that's one. I know the president has got extensive powers in matters of national security. I know that. And I know that the declaration of national emergency is among those powers, and that once that is declared, there are certain abilities that accrue to the presidency. But I'm not sure that can't be challenged, because it only makes sense to me that he would have to show some actual existential threat to the nation in order to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think you're going to try it, but I don't know. He won't get very far.
Okay, so basically, you think he's going to give it a shot, but you don't think that he'll probably get away with it. You think it'll be end up in the courts?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. I think that is one of the substantial possibilities.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Go ahead.
Break it out, and make his name known that he did this and he did that, and that he, turned the government upside down. And
well, it's actually not bad, because as far as playing to his base is concerned, he could then say, listen, I went as far as I could with the powers of the presidency of the United States and those damn activist judges.
Those liberal mob was coming.
Exactly. The liberal activist judges prevented me from, and what a shame it is when the judicial stands in the way of national security.
You're not American.
Yeah. Say, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. That's the
letter. Okay. Yeah. So, Tim thinks that there is a reasonable, at least substantial possibility that the president may actually declare a national emergency. And we're in open speculation. And it's actually, it's actually not bad, because if the courts strike down his declaration, look at the position he's in to play to his base about how the deep state is attempting to subvert his, their elected president. My goodness, it's a veritable gold mine. And speaking of gold mines, talk to Michael in Los Angeles. Good afternoon. How are things out there on the coast?
It's fine. How are you doing today?
Good. We're doing really well. We are very, very pleased to hear from you out there across the continent and joining us in idle speculation this afternoon. Go ahead.
Well, I think that he should declare national security, because it is really a mess here in California.
Uh-huh. But,
that's my opinion.
What when you say it's really a mess there in California, say some more about that. What is it that you see out there that substantiates the notion that it's a mess out there?
The homeless people on the streets, the illegal workers that's doing cheap labor, taking away work from citizens.
Uh-huh.
The drugs that pour into Los Angeles, the gangs that's in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
The people being released, the people that's been deported sneaking back into the country, coming back and doing more crime in my city.
Uh-huh.
I think that's all, plays a big role of why Donald Trump needs to declare a national
And you're clear as far as you're concerned that the drugs that are there are coming across that border.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the gangs that are there, the one that they have made the most.
When I can't wear a jersey that says 13 on it, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
And if I can't wear a blue hat because I might get shot by some Mexican gangs because I'm wearing their colors.
Uh-huh.
We have a problem in that state.
Well, you think the gangs? See, this is one of these really tricky things, because these gangs, those gangs grew up in L.A. They started in L.A.
You can kid yourself all you want with that. I live here.
Huh?
I can tell you that it's not hard for people to sneak across the border into California.
Uh-huh.
Proof at hand is the guy that just shot the policeman. He's been deported.
Yeah.
But I take it he didn't fly back into the United States, or he would have been stopped where we actually have security. Am I correct?
I think it's a reasonable possibility, and I think that anyone with a record of a felony committed inside the United States that gets apprehended crossing the border should immediately be incarcerated. And there should be trials, and that should go, that should start right away. Because I think that if you have...
We have these liberal judges in my state that feel sorry for these guys. They don't even give them a trial. They release them because our prisons are overflowing with drug dealers and criminals.
Huh. I see. So let me see if I got this straight. People who are known felons who have been deported are arrested re-entering the country, and the judges turn them loose?
Yeah, they release people all the time in our jails in Los Angeles because of overcrowding.
Okay. Well, see, now that I hear you. I don't have any reply to that. That's definitely not something that I've heard. But you live out there, and you say that that's the way it's going. So, there you go. We will take your remarks under advisement.
Well, let's hope he does declare a national, security issue at our border.
Okay.
I think that most of the people in the United States are with me on this.
Okay.
I know you don't agree with me. I mean, you're lucky that you live in America where you can talk this hatred and propaganda against the United States president.
What propaganda is that?
Your leftist ideas, your left agendas, your hate.
Well, no, wait a minute. Because when you charge somebody with being a propagandist, you need to be able to say something more specific than some generic declaration or characterization about their...
Do you listen to your own show? I mean, it's...
What have we said that is propagandistic and not true?
You're complete... slander towards the president of the United States.
What slander is that?
That he's a liar.
You think it's slanderous to say that this man is a liar?
Yes, I do.
Really?
The president of the United States, and we elected him.
Yes, we did. Now the fact that we elected him is completely separate from his personality makeup, Michael. And the fact of the matter is that the guy lies all the time. And that's not slander. That is demonstrably so.
No, that's propaganda, and you know it.
No, it is not propaganda. It is demonstrably so that the man advances untrue statements all the time.
And that's from who? CNN?
No, that is from people who know what's going on. As a matter of fact, the statistics that they quote about the southern border are in direct conflict with the statistics released by the government agencies. They are not true.
If you keep cherry picking, you can find anything.
No. This is not cherry picking. This is listening to what the guy says and looking to see. This is like the guy says, "Good morning, it's a wonderful day," and you walk outside into a hailstorm. I'm afraid that we've lost our connection with the West Coast. And I'm sorry to hear that. That was Michael from Los Angeles, and I very much am pleased to speak with folks because they have their viewpoint. But I got to tell you, the notion that pointing out that this particular president lies is slander is way, way, way off the mark and way, 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 way deep into unusual territory here. But anyway, listen, we're going to take a final break. We got a few more things to let you know about. I'm going to invite you to stay around for It's the Music because there are tickets. And we'll be right back to this conversation in ever so short a time. Support for WMNF comes from our members and Happy Feet Plus. Since 1985, Happy Feet Plus has been providing healthy footwear solutions, including brands such as Birkenstock, Finn Comfort, and Kenco Massage Sandals. Styles and selections at Happy Feet.com. Lubes.com. And if your car needs more than a tune-up to spring back to life, donate it to WMNF. The pickup is free, and your generosity keeps your favorite programs on the air all year. We take boats, too, by the way. And you can call 888-966-3885 or donate securely online at WMNF.org. And support for WMNF comes from our members and Live Nation, presenting Nile Rodgers and Chic live in concert at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater, Friday, January 18th. Get more info at themahaffey.com. And we go back to the phones as we engage in idle speculation this afternoon about what the president might say. Now, Michael out there in L.A. says that he thinks that the president should declare a national emergency. He says that what we are doing here is leftist propaganda. And there's a viewpoint. And you certainly are welcome to call 813-239-9663 and register your viewpoint should it occur that you would have one. And Ayada in Tampa, good afternoon. You're in executive session and you have the floor.
Well, good afternoon. How are you today?
Oh, I don't remember when I had this much fun and stayed awake.
Well, I'm glad you're staying away because it is fun. Well, I have a couple of things to say. One is a humorous type joke, and then one is kind of serious.
Okay.
And before that, Bob, I love what you had to say. And the guy who just called from California, he's definitely on the same vitamin regimen as number 45. Because that is total lie. I lived in California for several years, many years.
Uh-huh.
And I have family that lives there now. A couple of people still live there. And nothing like that is true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's talking about, these gangs.
Well,
gangs have been in California for many years,
yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the border.
I will take the man. I mean, I don't know where he lives. I don't know what his neighborhood is like, you know?
Well, I lived in San Diego by the border, and I also lived in L.A. with the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, what you're saying is that your experience is different than what he described.
Yeah, it's and about letting him out of jail. I have another friend of a family member who owns bail bondsmen.
Uh-huh.
And they don't let people out of jail who have illegal status. Or as soon as they know that they don't have documents, what they do is send them to immigration.
Yeah, I understand that there's little doubt that the jails are crowded and the prisons are crowded and all that. But when you start talking about judges releasing known felons.
Right.
Who are accused of additional felonies.
If that was the case, this country wouldn't be known as the country who imprisons more people than any other country in the world.
Well, we are certainly masterful at imprisonment. There's no question about it. We are we are the best in the world.
And it's not because they're releasing them anyway.
Yeah,
but anyway, so the first part of what I called to say is about number 45's daily vitamin regimen. He takes 3 vitamins daily.
Well, okay.
And number 1 is vitamin D. The D stands for don't. Don't care because I don't got a clue about whatever fill in the blank daily.
Okay.
He don't. He just don't.
Okay.
And number 2, he's got vitamin K. Kiss his blank because he don't care if he gets hurt as long as he gets his way.
Okay.
And then number 3 is vitamin L. Tell loads of lies. They're just words anyway. And at night, he wears his tweet lies cape shouting as he tweets, stay out of my fake finances. Oops, I mean fake news.
You have given this way too much thought, young lady.
Exactly. Now, my serious note is,
okay,
the shutdown has nothing to do with the wall, you know.
No?
No, he's delaying the court proceedings against him. While all the people are losing wages and are discomfort and being hurt, he doesn't care. Get him out.
Yeah. Okay, so
they're delaying the court cases.
All right.
Yeah.
All righty, Otto. Listen, it's always good to hear from you. Thank you very much. I appreciate your being in here with us this afternoon, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, and you have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Listen, I want you to stay around here for It's the Music. Nancy C is going to be in here. She has tickets, and she has tickets to Steel Drivers and Crash Test Dummies. And as they say, stay tuned for details. And she's going to take you through the afternoon, and she will, as she is wont to do, deliver you unto the traffic jam this evening, and we'll get you home on your Tuesday evening. We are right square in the middle of the lightning round. We're going to go and talk to Brian in St. Pete. Thank you for your patience. Brian, you're in executive session this afternoon. You have the floor.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
So far, not bad. We'll know more later.
That's good. I just wanted to say that as a family who has people here from Mexico, that surprisingly, maybe to you, or maybe not, a lot of them support the wall. I think he will declare a national state of emergency. But if you want to enter the country, I think it should be legally, and there are people in line trying to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't just skip the border.
Yeah, there are also people who are here because they are trying to be seek asylum, and it is not necessary to cross a border at an entry point in order to seek asylum. You are required, no matter where you cross the border, to turn yourself over to officials at your earliest possibility and to let them know that you're there seeking asylum. So you have people in your family that are from Mexico. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
So let me ask you a question.
Go
ahead.
I kind of put it to my kids, kind of like a house that you own. You might leave the windows open and the door cracked, but you do need some security, and we do need borders. So
yeah.
I'm just going to trust the plan that he's putting in place. He's a president, and I voted for Obama, and he talked about national security as well. Nancy Pelosi, our Speaker of the House, talks about national security. I think a border wall, is necessary.
Okay, there you go. And you think toward that end that the president will and should declare a state of national emergency so that he can divert funds allocated to the military and military manpower to the construction of the wall?
Well, I think in the omnibus bill, I might be saying that wrong. I think there was already funds that passed last year for military spending for the wall.
Yeah, there was. Well, there are funds for military construction, but there are a lot for things like base housing and repairs and stuff like that. So what you have to plunder is are the funds that are there to maintain the military. You see what I mean? So that's kind of a tough choice.
It is a tough choice. It's a trade off. You do the best you can. To my point, all the politicians always say that we need national security. Maybe actually something's going to get done about it.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that when we have a Speaker of the House and Chuck Schumer, who have also stated that we need tough security and borders,
mm-hmm.
when we now have a Republican in the office, now all of a sudden everyone's against what he wants to do.
Well, that's very interesting because our politics does that. The Affordable Care Act was originally a Republican It was originally a Republican plan, and it was put in place by Mitt Romney as governor, I think, Massachusetts. So, and now all of a sudden, Obama wanted to do it nationwide, and everybody said no. So, our politics is kind of like that. Listen, Brian, thank you very much. You have actually wrapped us up this afternoon, and I appreciate it. And I hope that you and I get to talk again.
God bless you.
Sure enough. All right, Roger and Richard and Norman, we're not going to get a chance to talk with you this afternoon. Please call back on another afternoon. And by the way, you definitely should. And we at least plan on introducing a feature tomorrow in executive session. But right now,
it has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is WMNF Tampa.